Beyond bad, reverse Robin Hood. Just some of the descriptions of the financial and political turmoil that walloped Britain this past week. A mini budget cutting taxes for the better off triggered a rapid fall in the value of the pound and put the pensions and mortgages of ordinary Britons under pressure. Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng is due to address all this at the Conservative Party conference in Birmingham tomorrow. I asked Kathleen Brooks, a market analyst with Minerva, what he needs to say in order to restore market confidence in the UK.
I don't think it's really what they need to hear, it's what they don't need to hear. You know, Kwasi Kwarteng will be preaching to the converted there. It is the Conservative Party conference. They are the ones that elected his boss, Liz Truss. So he's not going to walk away or roll back on any of those tax cuts that he's mentioned. However, what he can't do is double down and express the fact that he's going to do more in the future. You know, this is considered by some to be just the tip of the iceberg. Instead, he has to calmly reassure that he will put together a fiscal plan, because he also, you know, there is some concerns with that they are spending without a plan, or that they are reducing the tax take without a plan, and they need to plan those up.
So what's your outlook for the week ahead?
I think it depends what Kwasi Kwarteng says. I mean, the pound staged a decent recovery last week, so it was back above 110 by the end of the week. Bond yields were lower, but they were still 50 basis points higher. That suggests that the interventions that were taken from the Bank of England, they worked, and that financial markets calmed down a little bit once they saw Kwasi Kwarteng and Liz Truss actually toe the line a bit, do what a normal government would do, and actually get their plans costed and analysed before they announced them. They did that in the wrong order, which is a shame, actually, because some of their policies were pro-business. That's a good thing for an economy. However, it's not a good thing if you try and give tax cuts with fueled by debt. So my outlook for the week ahead would be that things will probably be calmer, and that's nothing to do with the government, as long as they don't say something stupid over the next few days. And instead, it's all to do with the Bank of England. And actually, where the real crunch point will be the 14th of October, when the Bank of England's operations end. And it's whether or not the Bank of England are going to say, well, actually, the markets can't cope with that, and we're going to have to do something a lot more permanent.
And that was Kathleen Brooks, markets analyst with Minerva in Britain. And as that Tory conference gets underway, it's emerged that the Chancellor met with hedge fund managers at a champagne reception just hours before he announced that mini budget. Prime Minister Liz Truss on BBC's Sunday with Laura Koonsberg was asked about the optics of this meeting.
Did you know he was going to go off and do that?
I do not manage Kwasi Kwarteng's diary. Believe me.
But would you tell him not to do that again? I mean, do you think at a time when many people are struggling, as you've said this morning, you want to reassure people who are struggling and having a hard time in what might be a very hard winter, would you say to him, do you know what, just don't do that again, because it might give people the impression that you care more about people in the city who have a lot of money, who are going to gain from the scrapping of the top rate tax, than you do from people you've mentioned, who you want to reassure, who you want to help. Would it be better if he hadn't gone?
I mean, I get up every morning as Prime Minister thinking, how can we make our country more successful? How can we reassure people? How can we help people get through these very difficult times? And we do face difficult times. You know, the war in Ukraine is regrettably continuing. Vladimir Putin is continuing with his saber-rattling rhetoric. You know, we do face very, very difficult circumstances. And that's what I'm focused on. That's what the Chancellor is focused on. And that is what the whole Cabinet is focused on.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss speaking on Sunday with Laura Koonsberg on the BBC. Let's talk now to Lucy Fisher, chief political commentator at Times Radio, who's in Birmingham for that Conservative conference. Lucy, did the Prime Minister say enough this morning to reassure MPs that she and Mr. Kwarteng have a plan that doesn't involve either sinking the economy or slashing vital services?
Well, in a word, no. It was very striking to me that she was asked four times by Laura Koonsberg this morning whether she intends to cut public services, and four times dodged answering that question. Now, I'm not sure that's a line that we'll be able to hold during the coming week, because it is one of the key factors needed to reassure the markets. And indeed, it's what some of her cabinet, Simon Clark, the Levelling Up Secretary, has suggested is what the government is planning to do. So I think we will be hearing more about that this week. Also interesting to me that when quizzed about this move to slash the 45 pence top income tax rate, which is very controversial, a lot of her backbenchers unhappy about the optics of helping the rich at a time when the poorest and indeed middle earners are struggling with energy bills and rising inflation, that she said that was a decision made by the Chancellor. Again, some of her backbenchers are seeing that as her throwing Kwasi Kwarteng under the bus rather than taking responsibility herself.
And on that, she might wish to switch this story back to helping the least well-off in the cost of living crisis. Can she do that now, given these reports that the Chancellor met with hedge fund managers, property developers for champagne right before the budget?
Well, I think it's very difficult. You know, this story has gone from bad to worse for the government. And, you know, lest we forget, a big part of the so-called mini budget 10 days ago was the enormous £60 billion package to help both families and businesses with their energy bills. Now, that's an open-ended package. That's just the cost for the first 6 months. And people think that could rise to £150 billion in the long term. And yet the government hasn't managed to generate headlines about that. Instead, it's all about the way in which this budget is helping the rich. And as you mentioned, this story this morning about the Chancellor attending this party with hedge funders, with property developers, people who stand to gain from some of the more controversial measures of his financial package, I think has really distracted attention away from the help the government is rolling out that they'd wanted to be the dominant narrative of this package.
And Lucy, it's reported that two of her biggest critics, Rishi Sunak and Boris Johnson, will not be at this conference. Is that so? And what does that say?
Well, yes, that's my understanding. And it's not just them. A whole host of other so-called big beasts are also slated to be staying away. Sajid Javid, Jeremy Hunt, David Davis. I think it's interesting. On the one hand, you know, these days, MPs aren't allowed to expense conference, and that encourages lots of them to stay away. You know, it's expensive. One MP I bumped into said it can cost £1,000 when you factor in, you know, three or four nights in a hotel, train fare, all the other costs that come with it. On the other hand, I do think it's significant. Rishi Sunak has said he wanted to give Liz Truss space. He's obviously decided not to criticise her financial moves at the moment, even though some of the outcomes look very similar to what he predicted. You know, he quizzed her on some forecasts that interest rates could rise as high as 7%. Now, of course, we haven't seen that happen yet, but there are predictions that they could be going that way by the middle of next year. Boris Johnson, again, clearly not wanting to weigh in to criticise the Prime Minister. But let's see what happens. You know, the Commons will be back soon enough. And I think that the new administration is going to have a real obstacle course getting its economic package through the Commons and the Lords.
Lucy Fisher, Chief Political Commentator at Times Radio, thank you very much for joining us from Birmingham.